Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a shit. Silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows the name, read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it. It's time for the truth. Here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Yeah. Listening to Haney.
Well, welcome to the podcast. Super Bowl Sunday is over, and Brooks Koepka wins his eighth tournament on the PGA Tour, while Tom Brady wins his seventh Super Bowl. It was good TV. The tournament, the PGA Tour event, was a little more dramatic than the Super Bowl, that's for sure. I watched it. I watched every minute of it on Sunday. Of course, everybody was enthralled with the comeback story. The comeback story of Jordan Spieth, but it turned into the comeback story of Brooks Koepka, who has not been going great as of late, and I think everybody knew that. He had the injury and the knee injury, and led on in his interviews afterwards that he's been in some dark places mentally. Maybe the knee injury was a lot worse than people thought. It sounded like, when you heard Brooks Koepka talk, that he wasn't sure how things were going to work out, that both his knees felt so different, and so on and so forth. I don't know if people have been keeping track, because Koepka's kind of been off the radar a little bit, and has dropped in the world golf rankings. I mean, when he was winning all those majors, he was number one in the world, and now he's before the Phoenix Waste Management Open, he was 13th. So he's on his way back up. Who knows if he'll make it to number one again. But Koepka had missed three cuts in a row. He missed a cut at the Farmers Insurance. He's shooting 72-76. I mean, those aren't great scores. American Express out in the desert. Pretty relatively easy golf courses, I would say. He shoots 72-71. And then Mayakoba in Mexico, where they shoot pretty good as well. He shoots 71-71 there. Although he said he was playing really good and felt really good about his game. Just wasn't scoring. Five shots out of the lead going into Sunday, kind of the forgotten man. Everybody was talking about Shoffley and Jordan Spieth. And of course, everybody was hoping Spieth was going to win. I mean, it seemed like the consensus. Spieth shoots 61 on Saturday. Tough to follow up that round on Sunday. He shoots 72. But Koepka shoots 65 on Sunday. Course played harder. The PGA Tour set it up harder at TPC Scottsdale. The pin placements were tougher. There was still perfect weather, not a breath of wind, beautiful sunny day, nice temperatures, but much more difficult golf course on Sunday. And of course, you had the pressure, which a lot of people succumb to. I mean, it happens, and they talked about it a lot on the telecast. And Koepka is a guy that, when he puts himself in position, he can get the job done. I mean, that's his MO. That's his confidence he brings to the table. Everybody knows that. It's pretty amazing when you look at it, and that Koepka has won eight times on the PGA Tour, and four of them have been majors. I mean, that statistic just is like off the charts. I mean, it really is. When you're winning one major for every one tournament you win that's not a major, mean, it's really just remarkable. I mean, you know, Jordan Spieth is remarkable in the fact that he's won 11 times on tour and won three majors. So if you look at him, it's 2.6 to 1 regular tournaments, PGA Tour events to major championships. But when you look at, you know, I mean, look at Jack Nicklaus's career. Okay, Jack won, you know, 18 majors, 73 events. So let's see, you take 18 majors, what is that, 55? I mean, he's about a 3-to-1 ratio, PGA Tour events to majors. Phil Mickelson, 5 majors, 44 wins. He's an 8-to-1 ratio. If you 8 regular PGA Tour events for every 1 major he wins. Tiger was 4.5-to-1, won 15 majors so far, 82 PGA Tour events. So he's at 4.5-to-1. I mean, Koepka's amazing. 1-to-1 ratio. Win one regular PGA Tour event, win one major. So who knows what will happen to him now? I mean, he's a player that is supremely confident. I mean, when you look at the you know, world golf rankings, and I've said this before. I mean, you look at the players, and obviously all these players that are top players, they all think they're good. They know they're good. I mean, they really do. But when I look at the players that, you know, I think, okay, this guy just believes he's gonna win. And I look at those players and I think, okay, I mean, who's on that list? And I've said this before. I mean, I think Patrick Reed's on that list. Now, I don't know if he should be on that list, but he definitely believes he's supposed to win. Dustin Johnson, I think, is on that list. He knows he's supposed to win, of course, and he's number one player in the world, and he did win over in Saudi Arabia, won that tournament on the European Tour, so he's already notched a nice win there. But Brooks Koepka is another one, and I mean, you know, this is how Tiger was. He always knew that he was going to win, but I don't think there's a lot of players on the world golf ranking list. I don't know, you know, you can go down as far as you want, but it's usually the top players that think they're going to win. There's not a lot of players that believe in themselves like Koepka does. I mean, I put Dustin Johnson in that category. I put Patrick Reed in that category. Obviously Tiger was in that category, but it's a short list. I mean, I know, you know, a John Rahm, a Justin Thomas. I mean, they're great players. They know they can win. They know they can win every time. Rory McIlroy, I'm sure he knows he can win. But, I mean, I'm talking about just expecting and thinking you're going to win. And Koepka is that guy. Even when his game hasn't been right there, I mean, he kept talking about, you know, I saw the interview after Saturday's round, and they talked about to him about, you know, being in contention. He just, you know, playing a good round and back-to-back 66s on Friday and Saturday. And what did he think? And, you know, he just like, I've been playing great. I just haven't been scoring. And I mean, for somebody that's missed three cuts in a row to say he's been playing great, that's just not what you normally hear. But that's what you hear out of Koepka. He shoots 19 under. He wins by one. A lot of guys falling by the wayside on Sunday. You look at the scores. I mean, Jordan Spieth, 72, loses by two. Whew, boy, that's hard. I mean, that's not a real difficult golf course. I mean, they shoot low scores there. I mean, Koepka, 68, 66, 66, 65. When you post a 72 on Sunday and lose by two, and it's at, at TPC Scottsdale, Waste Management Phoenix Open, you got to look and think, boy, that one probably got away from you. I don't know how Spieth feels. A lot of, you know, people on TV and everything, it's going to be a great confidence boost for him. Yeah, I mean, it probably is. There's no, you know, I don't think there's any two ways about that, but that's one that got away. You got to think 72, it is not hard to find your way to a win there. You know, shoot 69, he would have won. Shoot 70, would have played off. Schauffele loses by a shot, shooting 71. And that's going to sting for sure. I mean, that's one you look at if you're Shoffley. As long as he is on a golf course, you know, like a TPC Scottsdale, where you got the par fives, you got the drivable 17th hole. Of course, that hole did him in with the penalty shot there. That was, you know, really the difference in the tournament for him. But other guys had a chance. I mean, James Hahn had a chance. He had a tough back nine, water ball there on 15. You know, it kind of boils down to that at Phoenix. It seems like every year that 17th hole and the penalty shot possibilities there. And there's penalty shots on 15, the par five. Spieth hit it in the water there. That was obviously one that cost him. Spieth had it in the desert a couple times. You know, we had to chip out sideways. A lot of, you know, we started off the first hole in the desert. So my formula for analyzing the, you know, victory formula, you know, pretty much holds true in most PGA Tour events. I mean, it really does. I'm going to review that for you again when we come back. When we remind everybody to go to HaneyUniversity.com, get your free instructional videos right there. You can subscribe. They'll come to your, you know, email box every day. Some great tips that I've put together, and a lot of people are enjoying those. It's free. All you have to do is go and register, HaneyUniversity.com. So if you listen to me talk about golf, you've heard me talk about this many times, that my three keys to golf: eliminating penalty strokes, eliminating two chips, and eliminating three putts. And most of the time, when you go back and you review a PGA Tour event, whether it's a major or not major, the difference between winning and losing will be in those three areas. I can usually point to a few people that coulda, woulda, shoulda, if they hadn't three putted, if they hadn't had a penalty shot, if they hadn't had a two chip. What I call a two chip is anytime you're in close proximity to the green and it takes you two to get on the green. Those are the shots that are killers. You know, Shoffley in the water on 17 loses by one. Spieth, you know, multiple penalty shots throughout the tournament, and as well as he played. I mean, there's a lot, you know, he had a ball in the water the first day and three balls in the desert, another ball in the water on Sunday. I mean, it definitely boiled down to that for him. But one of the things that's amazing about Brooks Koepka is, and this is where I put his game in high regard, is few players can overcome that formula that I talk about. Now, Brooks Koepka in the first round had two penalty shots and a three putt. Now, two penalty shots and a three putt, and he shot 68. So he's thinking to himself, I mean, I played a lot better than that. I just, you know, pissed a few shots away. And then he cleaned it up the last three rounds, 66, 66, 65. No penalty shots, no three putts the last 3 days. And you know, there you go. That turns into be the difference on Sunday. But when you look at it, most of the time on these PGA Tour events, when I analyze, usually the winner will have two or less in those three categories that I talked about. And I'll go back to, you know, the Masters that Tiger won, you know, two Masters ago. He had no penalty shots. He had one three putt the whole tournament. And that you know, was really the difference in the tournament. You know, Brooks Koepka at the Masters Tiger won, the last major Tiger won, 2019 Masters. That tournament, Koepka had five penalty shots, six three putts, and he loses by a stroke. And this just sticks in my mind, because when you're that good that you could literally throw away that many strokes and lose a major championship by one. I mean, your upside potential is incredible. When you can win the, you know, Phoenix Open shooting 19 under and you take two penalty shots and a three putt to do it. Now, he, you know, he did have the chip in on Sunday on the 17th hole, but it was just a fabulous shot. Absolutely incredible. But when I look and see players that have that ability to do that, there's not many. I mean, that category is, I mean, it's really probably Dustin Johnson, honestly, Rory McIlroy, and Koepka. I mean, that's, you know, and maybe Bryson DeChambeau with the way he can, you know, just shorten a golf course and destroy it. But for most players on the PGA Tour, if they're going to win, all the stars have to align. And that means you got to hit the ball great. You got to putt great. You've got to have some good breaks. Generally, there's a chip in or something that occurs. I mean, Jordan Spieth chipped it in. I forget what I think it was in Saturday's round. He chipped one in. He holed four putts over 25 feet, and he still couldn't get the victory. Now, that was because of his driving. I mean, in you know, the penalty shots and the chip outs. And by the way, if somebody drives it in the desert and they have to chip out sideways, to me, that's a penalty stroke because you had a shot and you didn't cover any ground. And so when you add up all those, I mean, that was easily the difference for Spieth. You know, he's not good enough, you know, is strong enough of a player to overcome those kind of things and win. Koepka is. I mean, and that just kind of goes to show you how good Brooks Koepka is when he's right. And, you know, he has such a belief in himself that, you know, now that he's done, you know, this, he's back on the winner's circle and he's back. This is enough to propel him, you know, right up through, you know, the Masters, the PGA. I mean, you know, obviously Augusta's great for him. Even when, you know, he wasn't going great this last year, he finished seventh at Augusta. You know, so that's a golf course that he liked. This is going to put Koepka back in the game for sure. And I mean, you got the feeling that before, you know, this tournament, this win at Phoenix, that Koepka had kind of, you know, slipped by the wayside. I mean, my man Katie John had texted me and said, you know, what's the deal with Koepka? And I told him, I said, you know, I mean, he's just not very good right now. I mean, you know, statistically he's not great, you know, he's just, you know, I don't know. Who knows if he's going to turn around from where he's been with his injury or whatever. Well, I mean, he turned it around this week, and he turned it around statistically too. And now all of a sudden, you know, I mean, he's right back in the picture. You know, one of the things that I've talked about is this number of players that go in and out of the top 10 every year. And last year it was just a couple, but on average in the last 5 or 6 years, it's like four players that will come into the top 10 and four players that go out of the top 10. And before this year started, I said, okay, who are the players? If somebody's going to go out and somebody's going to go in, who are the players that would likely go in or out? And I said, you know, you might look at a Victor Hovland. You might look at a Matthew Wolff. But you know, I when I looked at it, I said, you know, you got to look at Patrick Reed, and you got to look at Brooks Koepka, and you know, here they are, and they've already both won. Now, I mean, this is not, you know, rocket science when I'm coming with this. I mean, this is not a huge I'm not claiming great predictor status here or anything, but I'm just, you know, telling you, those are the guys that you look and you say, hey, if somebody's going to drop out, Who's it going to be? Pick anybody that's, you know, near the bottom of the top 10. And then, you know, who's going to jump in? Well, I mean, who's got the upside potential? But Koepka hadn't shown it, but now he has. And by the way, he's off to a start, really, you know, as poorly as he's played with three missed cuts before winning at Phoenix, his statistics are, you know, some of the better ones that he's had in key areas, you know, in the last few years, believe it or not. So I want to take you through some of those. When we come back, remind everyone to get your Voodoo Pain Relief Cream for free. Get a free 2-week supply. If you've got arthritis pain, it's the best thing for it. I'm telling you, you will notice a difference within 5 minutes. Just you rub on the Voodoo Pain Relief Cream and it will absolutely help you. It's a clinically proven, clinically tested product, and you can get a free 2-week supply at voodoopainrelief.com. We'll be right back. Now, I'm always looking at the statistics, you know that. And, you know, there's a formula that players usually have when they win. And it's top 10 strokes gained, tee to green, top 10 putting. It's usually what the statistic says. Koepka was number one strokes gained, tee to green. He was number 18 in putting. Now, he didn't, you know, it's not a top 10 putting, but 18 will get it done. Remember, when you chip it in, like you did on 17, which turned out to be the margin of victory, when you chip it in, that, you know, is a zero putt green, but on the strokes gain statistics, it doesn't count as anything having done anything. Well, so that's a little bit misleading. The 18th in putting for strokes gain statistics, but it's obviously good enough when you're number one, and he was number two in strokes gained approach shot to the green. So he ironed it great, 11th off the tee. I mean, just, you know, a great statistical tournament. And, you know, there's not usually surprises on these, you know, when you look at these victors. I mean, this is usually what happens. And he had a great, great week ball striking. He said his game's been good. He said his game's been coming along. And I mean, if he keeps striking the ball like this, this is some of the best ball striking that he's had. He's improved the statistics. He was 53rd going into, I think, this week, strokes gained tee to green. He improved all the way to 22nd. So it was a big, big jump. Off the tee, he improved to 45th. This is through this tournament. But here's the big statistic for Koepka. 16th in putting. Koepka putts really good at major championships on occasion, although I told you about how he had the 6-3 putts at Augusta, which was not good. But if you look at his putting statistics, I'll take you back to 2018. He was 68th in strokes gained putting and 156th in three-putt avoidance. He three-putts a lot. 48th in 2019 and 123rd in three-putt avoidance. 144th in 2020, a terrible putting, and 139th in three-putt avoidance. You know, those are not good statistics. But this year, 16th in putting. So, I mean, he's obviously putting much, much, much better. And we all know he putts good in major championships. Only three-putted once this week, but still 102nd in three-putt avoidance. He does three-putt a lot. I mean, that's one of the things. I mean, like when I look at Brooks Koepka, like at, well, I mean, any major, but especially at Augusta, where the greens are so difficult, I mean, that's the thing that I'll be looking at. Koepka will, you know, this puts him on everybody's radar leading up to Augusta, no doubt about it. You know, he's got his game back, got his confidence back. He's truly back, I think. The way he plays, there's no doubt about that, especially with 8 wins and 4 of them being majors. I mean, anytime he wins, it's a good sign. But the big thing for him is the putting. And if he putts like he has been putting, And like he, you know, has putted so far this year, 16th in strokes gained putting is very good for him. You know, if he gets around Augusta next April and you tell me, he only three putted twice, you know, there's a good chance he's going to win the tournament, or he's got a good shot at winning it. I mean, there's a couple of guys that can say that. I mean, I think if you say that same thing about Dustin Johnson, and you know, you might say that same thing about you know, Rory. You may say that as well. But it's easier said than done at Augusta. But Koepka definitely back in the game for sure. When you talk about, like, is somebody back? Koepka's back. So Caddy John will like that because he's a fan of Brooks Koepka, and all of a sudden he's back. Knee's better, healthy, hitting it better, hitting it great actually. I mean, that, you know, anytime you finish a tournament, strokes gained, tee to green number one, even if it's just one tournament a year, that's an impressive statistic. You know, I don't know how many guys in the period of a year, you know, finish number one in that statistic more than once, and it probably doesn't happen. So when you have that one week, that's a big week. But for him, that's hitting par fives and two. That's you know, obviously not missing greens and you know, hitting the ball close to the hole, like he did with his iron play, but you gotta strike your ball if you're Koepka, and he definitely is. So I mean, it was impressive. There's no two ways about that. Look at his greens and regulation, 14 out of 18 on the first day, 16 out of 18, 16 out of 18, 16 out of 18 in the last 3 days, and that, you know, the, once again, those statistics are misleading, because when you hit 16 out of 18 greens, but then you hit like three par fives and two, which, you know, on Sunday, I mean, he eagled number three, so he hit that one in two. He hit the 13th green in two, he makes birdie there, and he hit the 15th green in two. So he hit 16 greens and hit three par fives in two. I mean, when you hit a par five in two, it's almost like hitting an extra green. So it's almost like he hit 19 out of 18 greens. I mean, it's not possible, but that's what that ball striking is equivalent to. And this is where a long hitter can really, you know, erase a lot of issues. I mean, he just, you know, destroyed it. And with the two eagles, the chip in on 17, he made two eagles on Sunday. That's how I look at it. I look at the greens and regulation, but then I add an extra one for every time you hit a par five and two. That's impressive. 16 out of 18 greens, three par fives and two. Doesn't get much better than that. And I don't, you know, the greens he missed, you know, he missed number, I don't know, he missed number two, and he missed one other hole, but he only made one bogey on Sunday. So Koepka's back. Watch out for him from now on. It'll probably be a good bet for these majors coming up, no doubt about it. All right. Hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. Appreciate you listening. Tell your friends. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app. Follow me on Twitter at Hank Haney. Get your free Voodoo Pain Relief Cream at voodoopainrelief.com. Your free subscription to Haney University at haneyuniversity.com to sign up for my instructional emails, and keep listening to the podcast. Appreciate the support. We'll be back tomorrow. Hope everybody has a great day. Stay safe and stay healthy. The Hank Haney Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.